We have three of HSU's librarians here in studio today. Kyle Morgan is here. He's the Scholarly Communications Digital Scholarship Librarian. And he is here with Special Collections Librarian Carly Marino and Tim Miller, who is the Digital Media Librarian. We're going to talk about the October 24th event and find out exactly what is going on at the HSU Library and what is the Humboldt Scholars Lab. Very exciting stuff. I'd like to welcome all three of you to the homepage.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So without further ado, Kyle, welcome back to the homepage. And please...
Thanks. So, yes, we have a Humboldt Scholars Lab opening. It's going to be a community reception celebrating teaching, learning, scholarship. Not only will we be showcasing the Humboldt Scholars Lab and our 3D projector, but also new changes, innovations happening at the library. There's going to be food, demonstrations, plenty of librarians and students to talk to about all these different kind of projects. It's open to everybody. So come celebrate and see what the library is doing.
And so this is a new section of the library. It's going to be on the third floor. And tell us a little bit about the Scholars Lab.
Sure. Sort of the Scholar Lab is part of a bigger project as far as creating spaces at the library for this kind of a new kind of scholarship. So if you've been there, you've kind of noticed that some of the books and journals that have never been used are kind of being moved to the side to sort of create this space for students and professors and the community to not only find things, but to also to create it. It's kind of a new model for what a library can and should be doing. So a lot of it's digital scholarship. So this whole new kind of scholarship, and what we want to do is prepare students for the future, but also to inspire them. So digital scholarship is transforming research, how it's produced, how it's disseminated, how it's used. But it's also transforming this student experience, how students collaborate, how they engage, how they create. And that impact for the students to see themselves not as just passive recipients of information, but themselves as scholars and creators is just a really powerful thing. I think it's just important to know that scholars are not born. They're in all of us. It's innate, and you do it. And that's how you become
a
scholar.
You do it by doing it.
You do it by doing it. And our job at the library is to create that space and provide services to support that.
And you are the newest librarian for this particular lab.
Yeah, I've only been there a few months now.
And you're settling in?
Settling great.
Good.
So with HSU Press, we've already published our first couple of books, a journal, Courageous Cuentos from the Students, Incredible, Powerful, Vofien from an Emeritus Retired Faculty Member. We're also doing a call for authors. So we will be publishing open access textbooks to support reducing the cost of students going to school, reducing the cost of textbooks. So any faculty authors out there, just let us know. And deadline for that is November 30th.
And you are inviting the community to come and check this event out, and they'll get to meet you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Great. And then just in a couple more seconds, do you want to tell us what else is going on at the library? And then we'll move on down with Tim and Carly. Go ahead.
Actually, this is a really good segue to move to what's going on at the library.
Throw it over to Tim. He's waiting. Tim Miller.
Tim Miller and the Digital Media and Learning Librarian.
Yeah, so at the Digital Media Lab, we just opened this semester. We kind of had a soft launch last year. It's a slow start. But we really specialize in helping students and faculty create video, audio, photo, and web-based projects. So we have equipment to borrow, including cameras, microphones, 360 camera, 3D scanner, along with a lot of different accessories to use with those, like the Google Cardboard viewers. We also have computers with production and editing software available to all students all day as long as the library is open. And we also offer a lot of instruction to help people learn and manage this equipment and the different pieces of software. So we have different regular skill shops and special events and competitions. And our focus really is on helping people innovate, connect, explore, and create. And so one of the big themes about the Digital Media Lab is connecting students with their interests. So interest-powered and production-centered learning, where, again, through these skill shops, through one-on-one consultations, and with the space for students to work with each other and support each other in their different projects. digital media and new technology facilitate new ways for people to tell stories and share their research and to think about the world around us. And we host a lot of different events and competitions. So next Monday for this big opening, we're going to have a lot of our equipment available for people to check out and explore. And then later on, November 9th, we're hosting the Unconference this semester, where we're also going to be using a lot of this equipment. People are going to be creating videos. We have a video contest. People have submitted a lot of videos for that. We're going to have the 360 camera and casting live, streaming live for some part of the event. And we're going to have a zine station where people can create zines.
Goodness gracious.
It's a lot of fun. So a lot of fun projects. And already the things that the students have been working on have been really exciting to see. Every time I have a workshop, the students just take cameras outside and start doing really exciting things with them. It's, you know, in a small amount of time, it's pretty impressive the way that they look at this new technology and what they can do with it.
Mm-hmm. It's so immediate.
And that's one of the great things about a lot of these tools is the newer technology makes it much more accessible and easy to post online. And yeah.
And so everyone will get to meet you as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay,
we'll
good.
Have a station there for the DML.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And then we also have Carly Marino here, and she's going to talk about the special collections and some of the other things in the library.
Welcome to the homepage, Carly Marino.
Thank you. So a special collections librarian, I work upstairs in the Humboldt Room, which is on the third floor. So it's right in here in the Humboldt Scholars Lab. And that's home to all the rare photographs, maps, books, manuscripts, even data sets that really document the communities and history of Northwestern California. So it's open to the public. Anyone's welcome to come in the afternoon and get their hands on this primary source material. But a lot of the work I do with HSU students is through the Library Scholar Internship Program. So interns are kind of integral to preserving and digitizing some of this historic material. And so it's really exciting to see when students are using new technologies to kind of digitize old things and then share it with the world. So they're putting them online in databases or creative projects. And it's exciting because they can see how the rest of the world has access to these unique collections and really understand Humboldt history as well. So it's a fun project. And it's really a nice opportunity for the interns to learn kind of professional skills that they can apply once they graduate. And so the Humboldt Room is really a space to inspire that type of research, and it's amazing to see how students become motivated to use this original work.
Just fascinating.
It's
and
fun.
Everyone will get to meet you on the October 24th opening, 3:30 to 5, and you're inviting the public, and the public can come and check out some of these
The Humboldt Room will be open as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. We still have a little extra time. Anyone want to jump in with anything?
Yeah. I mean, I could... you know, just this is really an amazing thing that's going on at HSU Library, and it's not going on at many libraries. And I really hope that the community realizes sort of this big transformation that's going on, and sort of bringing in students, the community, as creators, as researchers, as scholars, and you know, using all this really cool technology to develop things. And that's what we really want to celebrate at the opening.
You know, where else is this happening?
Oh, boy. So there's
just
different...
Just a few universities.
Yeah. So there's a lot of universities trying to sort of test out these waters, but very few universities have really dove into it in the way this one is and this library it is, and really trying to transform learning experiences for students, impact for students, and really trying to engage them really
how,
to this
how are
new
we
world.
So lucky that this is happening here?
We have a great dean, Dean Cyril Oberlander, and he's really transforming the way the library is. He's hired some great people. We're all new to the library, it's really exciting time there.
I really would love to invite you back to have updates and keep the community aware, so please consider yourselves invited. And again, this is October 24th from 3:30 to 5, and it's the Humboldt Scholars Lab. A new digital adventure. It's a new frontier. We've hit the coast, so this is the next. It's either this or up or back.
Yeah.
So thanks, you guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I've been speaking with Kyle Morgan. He's the Scholarly Communications Digital Scholarship Librarian and Special Collections Librarian, Carly Marino, as well as Tim Miller, the Digital Media Librarian. Come meet and all of them October 24th. From 3:30 to 5, third floor of the HSU Library.